FC Radio, radio with balls.
You're listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. You know, sometimes it's nice just to sit back with a gentle cup of coffee, maybe a hot chocolate if you like. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Ben, where's on my playlist here, mate?
What do you mean?
I can't.
They're there.
Oh, what are you doing there? What was I doing wrong?
Two-fingered down.
Oh, yeah. It's the backwards thing again,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's backwards.
Yeah.
Most people, Ben, have the slidey thing going a different way to you.
Well, welcome everyone to the Shindig Breakfast Show Lounge.
This is the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCM Radio. Radio for FC United in Manchester. And if you've got that cup of hot chocolate, you've got that special someone just sitting next to you, maybe just...
Hi, Mav.
Give him a little cuddle.
I am sat next to you.
Give him a little cuddle.
I don't want
a
cuddle right now.
No, not you. I'm not talking to you.
And it is it's 9:10 at night and I'm not really in a hot chocolate mood. Yeah. Can I have a rum and coke?
You can have a rum and coke, mate. That's absolutely fine.
Thanks.
Yeah. Help yourself to that. This is the new intro music. So if you've got that special somebody, ladies and gentlemen... Hold that woman, hold that man. Love him, squeeze him, please him, tease him. Tell him you're going to love him. Or her. Ole, 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 and then get out of those seats. Get up off the floor. And have a dance. Hot, hot, hot. Welcome to Shindig Breakfast Show, everybody. Hot. Yes. Yes, we're going to be with you for the next hour.
Yes, yeah, an hour now, yeah.
For an hour these days.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
it's just an hour. And we're going to be chatting about Geisler.
Geisler, yes,
Geisler, which is one of the most Mancunian phrases I've learned. Do you want to hear me say it? Geisler.
It's in near Leeds.
Near Leeds.
It's got an LS postcode.
That's
LS20.
Right. We're also going to be looking at the BBC football pages because they're just as ridiculous as the Daily Star these days. So we're going to get into those. Some absolute treats to take you through. Ben's got some rugby news. Got some rugby news?
Oh, I'd rather not get involved.
No?
No.
Okay, well, we're going to be talking about other things. What other interviews have we got coming up?
We've got Chaddy coming on. Sorry, Mr. Chadwick.
Mr.
Coming
Chadwick,
on.
Yeah.
We're also going to be hearing from the Yorkshire Evening Post's Tom Feeney with a view from the wrong side of the Pennines. And, we're just going to be just having a nice, relaxing morning together.
I can update you on the NFL progression if you
Oh, that'd
like
be nice, yeah. I did tape the show and then I fell asleep.
Oh, well, I can tell you about it.
Oh, that. Good.
Have you got any hopes or predictions? Or you know,
we did the predictions last week.
We're looking forward to seeing the game.
Told you, Green Bay Packers are going to win it, man.
Green Bay Packers. Yeah. Well, we'll see how Ben's predictions go off in the opening week of the NFL show. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, ole, 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 ole. Anyway, yeah. So, how's your week been?
It's been all right.
I've
not been as busy as last week. I'd like to thank you, Marv, by the way, for last week. Because last week you basically pulled the plug on the show.
I could sense, Ben, that you didn't want to do it.
By suggesting a ridiculous day. Thursday night, my busy night.
Is that your busy night these days?
Yeah,
Thursday
and Friday afternoon are just biblical. And it was pretty bad last week because it was
How are they biblical? What does that mean?
There's all kinds of stories I could tell you, Marv. Most of them aren't true. That's what I mean by biblical.
Good. Nice summary. All right, yeah, I'll go with that. That's absolutely fine. So, yeah, don't do Thursdays. That's what you're saying.
Don't do Thursdays. I'm fine with Friday nights.
Yeah.
Obviously,
nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Obviously, if we're at home, I'm fine with Saturday mornings as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously as well, if FC United's match gets moved to a Sunday, I'm fine with Sundays, Marv. But that rarely happens,
thankfully. What have you got on your shoulder here? You've got some rust.
Oh, it's an old top, this. I've had this top since high school. Believe it or not.
Well, it fits you very well
these
days.
I bought
it
from Cheshire Oaks. Look, it's got Tasmanian Devil playing football.
So it has.
Yeah.
Was he your favourite Looney Tune?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I've modelled my look on him ever
Get
since.
Get in touch, ladies and gentlemen, on who you think Ben modelled his look on from Looney Tunes catalogue.
And I've got a hole in my shoe.
You have got a hole in your shoe.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
That is a disappointment. You're an age now, you should be able to look after your footwear. Your feet, Ben, you can say this about any part of your body. Your feet's the most important part of your body.
I always thought it was the elbow.
Why?
Well, because it really hurts if anything happens to it, so it must be important.
So does your eye. That really hurts.
No, no, but your elbows abnormally hurts, no, and that means there's more going on with the elbow than meets the eye.
They don't call it the abnormally hurting bone. They call it the funny bone.
Exactly. It's funny because it really hurts.
It doesn't really hurt.
It does, and people go, well, it's funny, it hurts. It's not funny. There's something behind this little bit of bone here that makes you go, ooh.
I'll tell you what, Ben, I'll tell you what. You can knock me elbow if I can knee you in the nads. We'll play that game, all right?
Don't play that game. Shindig! Shindig!
I've got the head up. I've got it off. I can do it.
Do it, mate. Do it.
That's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, not look at good, don't you get... Get on my Blitz Red shoes. You can do anything, but got all the night of Blitz Red shoes. Well,
you can drive my car, you can have my cat. You can do things with a baseball bat. You can do anything that you want. Wanna do, you're on my blues, on my blues, don't you dare on my blues. It's a Sydney Mary Show on MCM Radio. Here we are.
Oh, that was funny. You don't realise that
I desperately tried
Marv,
to get to the lyrics.
Marv was fine with Blue Suede Shoes up until a point, and he knew the point was coming, so he got the lyrics up, but he couldn't open the page quick enough. And therefore, that second verse there,
where
which
you can
didn't
knock
sound
me.
Quite right.
No, it was about a cat.
Doing something with a baseball bat to a cat. Marv, the RSPCA.
I'll explain myself,
all
right? Now, you're right, I shouldn't, because the RSPCA, it's wrong to smack cats.
It's unless they're pooing on your lawn, Marv. And now you live in suburbia. Isn't it annoying?
Oh, mate. I
and I've got another problem. And I'll come to the problem in a minute once you've done the intro. But this is the Shindy Breakfast Show here on FCM Radio, Radio for FC United of Manchester. And I'm Ben, this is Marv.
And this is our second introduction of the morning. Will they go for introduction number three? We're going to say the same things. Ben, what's coming up in the show this morning?
Well, Marv, we've got all the usual favourites. We've got the Shindig Pick
that's
of the Week.
Right.
We've got the song that's just playing wrong.
Uh-huh.
We've got the midday review at 11 a.m.
All right.
We've got the quiz.
These are old.
We've got the buffer.
These
we've got the
old
media review. And we are live, people. Live from behind enemy lines in West Yorkshire.
Ooh, you're travelling to Yorkshire, Ben.
It was a bit lively last time we went.
What interviews have you got coming up this morning?
I already said this, man.
That's why it's
Mr. Chadwick is coming on, and Tom Feeney from the Yorkshire Evening Post is coming on.
And what's their contact?
Ben and Marv at fcumradio.co.uk, or you can tweet us at FCU.
Here we go.
M.
It's been a while.
Ray.
Big breath.
D.
Big breath at this point. Big breath. Oh, late, mate. You were late. You were late to the party. Very late to the party. But thanks for playing. Hope you played along at home, ladies and gentlemen. If you did, you can send us an email. That's the most pointless email you can ever send anyone, but we'll take it. You know why? We've had 4 emails in the last 2 years.
That's as a station as a whole as well. It's really depressing. Yeah. Never mind.
Shindig! It's the breakfast show! Yeah, it's the breakfast show. Right, Ben, let's get on with the show.
Right.
What are we doing?
Should we start with the football? Get the football
sure.
done?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so today, FC United take on Geisler. And on Friday evening, actually, just before we started recording this show, I caught up with the Yorkshire Evening Post's Tom Feeney.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, right, before we get into this, I got to hear Ben's pre-interview banter, right, with a journalist. The Yorkshire Post, no less.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I have never seen someone establish a rapport so quickly. That was great, Ben. It was good. I'm not even... I complimented you off air, but
you
now I'm making fun of you on air.
You are, yeah.
That's how it works, but this is the complex relationship we have these days. So what I liked about it, Ben, was that you said hello. I think you established what title. I mean, anyone listening that actually wants to produce a radio show... Right, you should write Ben an email and say, can I shadow you? Because it was genuinely interesting. You connected with him. You asked him what job title it was, just to clarify that, which was very professional, Ben. You then quickly moved into something like, did he call the rugby today? Wow. And you got right into that. Did you know he was in rugby?
Yes.
Right, so that was research you'd done, Ben.
Well, no, I've spoken to him before about it in the past.
Right.
He's from Yorkshire. He likes rugby.
Was it a good Yorkshire voice? Are we going to hear a cracking Yorkshire voice?
It's Tom Feeney. He's been on the NPL show loads of times.
I know, but is it a really good Yorkshire?
No, it's not like eBay gum or anything like that.
It's a shame, isn't it? What is it like? Let's find out.
Okay.
No, I mean, give him a better introduction.
So on Friday evening, I caught up with Tom Feeney from the Yorkshire Evening Post about Geisley against FC United this afternoon. Here's what he had to say. So, Tom, a big thank you for joining us. It's going to be an interesting game tomorrow because FC United have become the draw experts, but Geisley are the draw kings, it would appear.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting game. And my prediction already is that draw kind of way that both sides have gone will come to an end. I've got to say, Geisley, it has been a case of so many of these draws really should have been wins. The game against Chester, taking the lead in the 89th minute, and drawing that game. I mean, it was incredible, really. Just literally a ball over the top goes in with about 3 seconds to go that got Chester that point. They played Telford. They got a last-minute goal there to draw that, but they'd had chances before. So I think what you've got with Isley is they're on a really good run of form right now, and the side have just really bought into what Russ O'Neill and Marcus Bignett have been doing. Really, you know, look, last season, covering it was horrible because it really was. It was just one of those seasons where pretty much every game you turned up to, you were thinking, right, you know, let's get out as soon as possible, because some of the football at times was, it really was mind-numbing. But Russ O'Neill and Marcus Bignott, with Sean St. Ledger last season, came in and did a fantastic job of kind of just ensuring that it was a blank canvas for Russ O'Neill and Marcus Bignott. And while right now, you know, mid-table at the moment, I really am confident that Guiseley, sooner rather than later, we'll start to get a good couple of wins going, which all started last weekend with a really impressive win at Alfreton Town.
Very, very impressive win against Alfreton. I was going to say, though, I mean, we had Dave Powell on last week from the Chester Chronicle, and I get the impression that, because it's relegation from the National League last season, that it's quite nice to not be getting beat every week, and therefore, is Guiseley in the same boat? Where are you in a hurry to get back to that level?
It's interesting, isn't it? I spoke to Dave at that game, and I think that's the thing, is it's like, yeah, you want to go up, you know, you want to gain promotion, you want to get into the National League, but then you think, you know, it's really nice when you think one of your longest journeys is Alfreton Town away. You know, it's about an hour and a half compared to, you know, going to Torquay and having to stay overnight. And then also the thing of nearly every game guys that are going to be in this season, they're going to either be favourites to win or it's going to be seen as a very even contest. Well, last season, you know, it got to the point where people were putting bets on how many guys they would lose by. You know, it really was just, it wasn't very nice at all. So, I mean, for me, I really do enjoy the National League North because it is, to me, one of the most competitive leagues in terms of, you know, you look at Chorley, what they're doing. You know, I don't think anyone saw that they'd be running away with it, but I think they'll be brought back into it eventually. And I just think it's such a nice league. You know, I think for now, there are people at Guiseley I've spoke to who said, you know what, they'd take getting into the playoffs, because Guiseley, before going up, went into the playoffs 5 years in a row and did it on the fifth time. I think they'd take another playoff run, but maybe wouldn't be shedding too many tears if they didn't go up.
Right, and obviously you've played some of the big names this season. You mentioned Chorley already. You played Boston, you played County, you played Telford, you played Chester, you played Alfreton. I mean, have you got a sense yet of who the main runners and riders are? I mean, Chorley's lead looks like it's insurmountable already.
Yeah, it's interesting. At the start of pre-season, I said Boston United would win it, and I think I got a lot of comments questioning why I said that. I mean, the thing with Boston is, to me, they've got a manager in Craig Elliott who last season very nearly got them into the playoffs, and then they've been able to add to the squad. The thing with them is the one player that they're missing is Reece Thompson, who obviously is with Guiseley right now. Now, unfortunately, Reece has picked up a bit of an injury, so he won't be available for the next few weeks. But I think for Boston, they're probably the team that I think will be the side that will just be able to pick up the results. I've just got a feeling with Chorley, will in the end, they're going to hit a bit of a buffer. And when that happens, I could see them losing 3 or 4 games. But, you know, it is just such a fantastic league to be a part of, because really, you know, there isn't a team in this league this season where you're looking at them and going, they're going to struggle. They're going to be the team that, you know, are plummeting at the bottom of the table. And that's really good to be a part of.
And your prediction then, Tom, for this match this afternoon, what are you expecting?
Well, I know I'll be sat near you. I don't want to be too harsh on you, but I'm going to say, I've got my Guiseley hat on, I'm going to say 2-0 Lewis Walters with both goals.
Tom Feeney there from the Yorkshire
Evening
Post.
Hey, Tom Feeney!
And I should have researched this a bit better.
You should have,
but
you?
I've forgotten his Twitter handle, and I do know it. It's at Thomas Feeney. That makes sense, doesn't it, on Twitter? And it's Feahenny.
Lovely. It's a delightful photo as well.
And there he is with Gabby Logan.
You know, from what he said, I thought he'd be an older man. Not by his voice, but by his knowledge level. I thought he would be...
Well, I know a lot.
Huh?
I know a lot.
Yeah, you're older, mate.
I'm only 35.
You look like 22 or something.
I'm only 35.
How old's Tom?
Look at my picture.
He's a young-looking man. Look, yeah, but yours is from years ago. This is my point.
No, no, look. You've not seen my picture. There you go. Pie and peas.
Pie
and
peas.
At Buxton.
Disgusting. Do you want to know, do you want to know some scores, Ben? It's Friday night. People are going to listen to this tomorrow morning.
What league?
Do you want to guess the scores? It was 73 minutes into a game between St Mirren and Celtic.
Celtic are 3-0 up.
0-0. 0-0 wow. At this point, Ben, yeah. It might be 3-0 by the time people listen to this. We'll find out. In the Championship, Ben, 75 minutes into the game, Birmingham are hosting West Brom.
Haven't Birmingham got a few problems? I think West Brom might be 2-0 up.
1-1.
Oh.
1-1 at this point, Ben.
Derby, that.
Here we go. Now this is where it gets challenging. The Welsh Premier League, Ben.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm on this.
Connors Quay North.
Connors Quay, yeah.
Versus Newtown.
Connors Quay, 2-1 up.
2-0.
Oh.
Oh, good. We got one more to get right. This is like, Loro should do this level. Clenelly.
Clenefle.
Clenefle. What is it?
Clenefle.
I mean, I'm amazed that we've got to the point where I'm taking vocal lessons from you. This
they've
is
got, they've got a rugby league team. I know it's Clenefle.
Clenefle?
Yeah.
Versus New Saints.
New Saints. No, Clenefle. 2-0 up.
It was New Saints 2-0. Oh. Oh, 45 minutes
well,
in.
That's good game,
yeah.
That, man. Good game.
Oh, it's a great game, yeah.
So we'll be hearing from Mr. David Chadwick very, very shortly. Just a reminder, you are listening to FC Radio, and of course, we'll be there live from 2:30 this afternoon from Geisler to bring you live coverage of Geisler against FC United. Full commentary team this afternoon. It's Emily and Swamper doing
nice,
it.
Nice, very nice. Let's talk a little bit about FC.
Okay.
So how many games have passed since Tom left?
Three.
And how are we getting on?
We've got three draws.
I don't mean how have we scored. I mean, you know, how are we getting on?
We're doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How does it feel with Chaddy there?
It's you know, we played Southport last Saturday.
Right.
There was an air about Broaders Park, which I've not heard at Broaders Park for a while. There was a bit of belief in the terrace. And
all
it
right.
felt, and I know it's because Dave Chadwick was there, and I think that's what it boils down to. It felt like a game from one of the first two seasons.
Nice.
And it
was, needs that at the moment.
Yeah, and it was nice because I got to interview Steve Tarper, who, of course, scored the first ever FC goal against Flixton years ago. And he was there, and the first question I asked him was, what are you doing here? He says, I'm just supporting a friend, which was nice, I thought. So it's like, yes, we might be getting the band back together. And I said to a board member, and I think we missed an opportunity last September when the Masters game took place. We had people like Gareth Orms there, Dave Brown, Torpe, Chaddy played in that game. And
Carlos?
Kevin Elvin. Was Carlos there? I don't think Carlos was
there.
That's
a shame.
Deegs? Giggs?
Deegs. Ben Deegan.
Ben Deegan wasn't there. He's still playing, of course.
He's still a legend.
He's at Rammer.
That day went in net and made him a legend.
But players like that, if we get a Masters team going, which not everyone can be a coach, but if they're just around the club in some way, that might be what the club needs.
So I suppose you've got that fork in the road. The other fork is brand new management team come in,
yeah,
which as a result does affect the way the club is run.
Yeah.
The way the club is supported, the way the club is viewed.
Yeah.
Maybe a different kind of FC United.
Yes.
So you're going for fork number one.
Well, I never gave an opinion on who should take the job up. But it's nice what we've got now. Obviously, maybe a bit of experience. I don't know. I mean, Chaddy's got great experience, but is it enough? I don't know. Thankfully, I don't have to make that call. I just have to criticise the people who do.
Is it possible? This is a genuine question. Is it possible for you to assess the difference, like, in attendees between people that came in the first few seasons and people that are coming now? Do you still have a lot of the old crowd, or do you recognise it's like a big new chunk there?
There's a new chunk there.
Since going to Broaders Park.
Obviously, there's people who've come and gone over the years, you know, friends of mine who no longer come and that kind of thing. But
let's name them. I'm joking.
Well, Stu from the Roost. Oh, yeah. He came to the home and away for the first three seasons. I remember me and him and Laura got charged at Fleetwood. Many moons ago, before Fleetwood were a proper league club like they are now, it was pretty hairy going there. Expecting the same today, guys, if I'm being honest.
Exciting times.
But it's like anything, Matt. You know, over the course of time, things change. But when the chips are down, you want to be able to welcome those people back to make sure that we can pick the club back up again.
So do you know what point in the process they're up to?
No idea.
Do you think?
I don't expect them to tell us. Because basically, what we did last time was try and be as open as we could with the whole process. And it's not really fair that, because there's managers out there who've got jobs already who might want to apply, and therefore it's wrong to be informing every Tom, Dick and Harry. So yeah. you've got to. I don't expect to know until it's announced, to be honest.
Yeah. Right, fine. So, but they haven't said anything in terms of how long it's going to take, or...
Nope.
Do you know or think about whether Chaddy's going to go for it? Is that an option?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But
it's a great interview.
I'm just giving you my honest opinion as much as I can. I mean, you're going to ask me about rugby league shortly, and I'm like, I can't...
No, I've been warned off that subject.
Well, I just can't give you an opinion. I can give you an opinion. I'm not very good. I can give you an opinion, but it's just, you know...
What time is it? 16 minutes in, Ben.
Noted.
Yeah, I'm just going to send you a text saying 16 minutes in.
I might just beep that, Marv.
I've had a few drinks.
Yeah. Wait, it's 11 o'clock in the morning.
I really think you should beep it. I mean, strictly, when you listen back to it, what did I actually say? I'm not going to say it again, but when you listen back to it, just check it. It might be passable, Ben.
It's not passable. It's definitely not passable. It's an interesting time for the club, but I've enjoyed the last few weeks. Like I enjoyed last Christmas under Tom Greaves. It was fun.
Right, okay.
And you want football to be fun.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be like dread. I took my son to the game last week. It was a 1-1 draw. There wasn't too many shots on target, but he had a good time, and that's what it's about.
Yeah,
isn't
he had a good time.
Yeah, he had a good time because it was tough. It was a tough game, and it was good to watch. And he enjoyed it, and I think the crowd enjoyed it. Right. So that's good.
Yeah, I appreciate. You know, I've only been to one game so far this season, and it's been a long time before that I've been at a game.
Well, you've seen the only win of the season so far.
But the comment that I would make about it, which I don't think I made on the Shindig after that game,
yeah,
was that the crowd was a lot quieter than I remember it being.
Yeah, but it's changed since. It's a bit more...
Since Alti?
Yeah, the atmosphere at Chester was very good.
It was the first time I remember being at an FC game and there wasn't singing throughout it.
Yeah. But
I know it was an away match.
At Chester, I think it all started at Southport. The Southport atmosphere was brilliant. The Chester atmosphere was brilliant. And there was only about 150 there. And they were chanting all the way through. And it was good. And that's what it's about, isn't it? If you see the players trying, if you see the manager jumping up and down on the touchline like he does.
Some people like a reserve manager, Ben.
Well, yeah. But if you know the manager as well, as intimately as FC fans know Chadder, then it's you're back on the old... wins together kind of thing.
So you think whoever comes in, they need a bit of personality then?
Yeah. And they need. I don't think they need to get it. I just think they need to produce a team that's...
Get it?
Yes. You know the term...
Yeah, I know you like this.
Yeah.
You UFC, like, oh, he gets it.
Exactly.
Oh, he gets
but
it.
But that's like a smokescreen for he'll do, right?
Yeah.
If he's good and he creates an entertaining team, then he does get it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there we go.
I like that speech, Ben. Should we hear from Chaddy? Should we do it?
Yeah, let's hear from David Chadwick. So I spoke to Dave on Friday afternoon. The line's not the best, but you do get to hear what he says. So let's hear what Chaddy has to say going into this afternoon's game with Geisler.
So, Mr. Chadwick, a big thank you for joining us once again on FC Radio. We're playing the draw specialists tomorrow, so it's probably going to be your first win, I'd imagine, hopefully.
Well, let's hope so. I think we've been improving every game we've played. So yeah, I'm hoping to get the win tomorrow.
The display on Tuesday against Chester, every game we've seen now, we've seen a progression, I feel, in the level of performance and fitness. You must have been, now you've had time to sleep on it a bit, you must be satisfied with what you saw on Tuesday night.
Yeah. Obviously, I'd have liked to have won. But, you know, there's quite a few bonuses come out of it. The first clean sheet of the season. You know, but defensively as a team, they worked really hard, you know, because we had our backs to the wall, let's say, for a good 30 minutes in the second half when we were tiring. And we dug at it then, and, you know, we didn't let them break us down. You know, they weren't great. They had a few half chances, but they didn't create any clear-cut chances. So if you do that to teams, it's a positive. Like I said, we had a few half chances ourselves. I think, you know, Billy Priestley missed a couple of headers where he should have hit the target at least, failed at the post. They might say we should have had a penalty as well. So I was more than pleased enough to get the 3 points. So
I mean, I thought at the time from our angle he got the ball, but looking back at the replay, I don't know if Tatum was anywhere near it, was he?
I have seen the replay, yeah, from a different angle to me. And from my angle, I thought, oh, we got the ball there.
Well, we were on the same side of the pitch, weren't we? But the camera's on the other side, yeah. And it's clear.
Correct.
At least it answers the question of why the ref didn't give a corner, I suppose. But anyway, so you've had a training session on Thursday evening. How was that?
It was good. It was good. Obviously, a bit more light. Started than the week before, especially with playing two games in the week. You know, we just loosened the legs off, worked on a bit of possession and shape. And yeah, just a few set pieces as well. So yeah, it was nothing, no, nothing extreme.
And when it comes to recruitment and that side of things and personnel, obviously you've been busy the last couple of weeks. You started to get a bit of a settled squad together, and I suppose you're just waiting for the injured players to come back to fitness. I mean, I think winter's got until Monday, I think. I'm right in that. Am I wrong? Where's winter at?
No, winter's back.
Good.
Winter's back for tomorrow. That's all good to go. Obviously, Liam Dickinson come back on Tuesday. He had a little 20 minutes and, you know, he ran his trike off. We have picked up a few more injuries this week. So, you know, it's every week we've lost a player. Or, I mean, this week we're touch and go on a couple of them, to be honest. So I'm just waiting on them right now. So,
for the listener, who are the ones who are going to be late fitness tests for tomorrow?
Scott Kay, Lewis Mansell, both got groin tweaks. Both had to pull out of training at some point yesterday. So it's, you know, like I said, a fitness test beforehand. But, you know, we've got other players that can go in them positions.
I mean, have you worked out when winter comes back, how your midfield's going to work? Because Jones has been particularly good of late.
I have, kind of, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I won't delve.
I'll keep that to myself.
I won't delve. Anyway, and that was the interesting thing from Tuesday night. You mentioned Dickinson there, Dickinson coming on and it changing the dynamic of the game slightly as Chester were trying to change the dynamic of the game. It was a good option to have, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was needed, like I said, because, you know, we're not fit yet. And, you know, I keep banging on about that, but we're not match fit. And you can see us tiring in the last 20 minutes and we went scrappy. So the choice was if we put somebody up there a bit more direct, you know, to pin him down and hold the ball up a bit more, so then it gives us more time to get up and go and join in. And it worked. You know, it helped us because they were in, you know, they were in control at that point.
Other personnel, Priestley coming in on Tuesday. I take it he's available for selection this week as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And senior, you said, and I missed it because I was a bit flustered on our post match interview on Tuesday. Senior didn't get selected in the squad because he's not been in training. So has he been in training this week? And therefore, is he in your thoughts for this week?
He's in contention.
He's in contention.
He worked hard at training. Yeah, and he's in the squad.
And so that then leads me to the question of Billy Crellin. Obviously, he's been with the under-19s. Where are we at with Billy Crellin? Because he's a very big talent here, isn't he?
He is. And we was expecting him back this week, but Fleetwood's first team have called him up to them. So he's now going along with Joey Barton's men, I believe. So, you know, good luck to him on that. He's a good young goalkeeper, and obviously they can see his promise. So he won't be with us this week.
And from your point of view, because obviously you've been involved in youth and academy football for a number of seasons now. That's cracking, isn't it? Really, I know it's disappointing from an FC point of view, but actually, for the reputation of the club, right there, giving him a chance to play proper football, and he's prospered really, hasn't he? So that shows it works.
He has, and he's a big, confident young keeper. And as a 21s, well, or 23s, they call it, manager, if you've got a player that gets promoted into a first team squad, you know, it's a proud moment. You think, yeah, there you go. You know, there's one particular the list that's been pushed on, and you've recognised it. So, yeah, full marks to him. He's done well.
So with Allenson being out, with Crellin going back to the Fylde Coast, I suppose that means it's Carnell, and Carnell had a decent game, but just the distribution side, I suppose, just get the ball out quicker. If we've got a one last counter attack, go for it. I suppose is the message.
Yeah, well, we want to win the games, but, you know, I'm not knocking Dave. You know, he's done well. He's come in for two games, short notice. He's done really well. You know, he's an experienced keeper who knows his leagues. So, you know, I've no qualms with Dave at all.
And finally then, Dave, obviously it's a trip to Yorkshire. It's Guiseley away. It's going to be a lively afternoon, probably. So what's your message going into this game for the away support tomorrow?
Just get behind the lads, and hopefully we can keep moving on and progressing as a squad that we have been doing, and managed to get the 3 points that the lads deserve. You know, it'd be our game. They're an experienced side. They got relegated last year. You know, they're no mugs. So, you know, it'll be a tough game. I think they're undefeated in maybe 6-7 games. Don't concede many goals. So, you know, it's a big pass for us. So, hopefully we're up for it.
David Chadwick there, manager of FC United. Caretaker manager, that is, joining us here on the Shindig Breakfast Show. That was pre-recorded on Friday, by the way.
You're binging, Ben.
I am binging. What's going on? It's probably my rugby league contacts getting in touch with me going,
what's happening with rugby, Ben?
Well, they had a meeting today on Friday. There's been a lot. I do the League One show, which is like the third division of rugby league.
Right.
So in that division, you've got some old clubs.
Like?
Keighley, Hunslet. Keighley, Hunslet, Workington, Whitehaven. Really grand old clubs, like the original clubs from 100-odd years ago. They're joined in there with some expansion clubs, they're called. Because the way Rugby League was founded was, it was called the Northern... Well, it was Northern Union. It was Northern Clubs.
I am bored of this story.
It was Northern Clubs. Right, you should know this, because it's a Northern thing. Right? It was Northern Clubs.
Right.
So, expansion's always been attempted over the years to get the game in the South, in other places and stuff like that. It's never really taken off, but there's always been attempts. And at the moment, in my patch in League One, you've got these old clubs, but you've got some newer clubs like Newcastle... Like, you should be proud of your North East connections, by the way, Mark.
I didn't say nothing.
Rugby league's booming in the North East. They love it. They love it.
Do you know, I found out about Middlesbrough this week.
Yes. You're bidding for the World Cup, by the way, in 2021.
Middlesbrough?
Yeah.
We're bidding for the World Cup.
For a World Cup venue.
Oh, right. Sorry.
For the Rugby League World Cup.
I thought you meant for the World Cup in Middlesbrough. Sweet, that would be amazing.
Well, you had the North Korean team, didn't you, in 1966?
Yes, we did. Do you know what else we had, Ben? I put a quiz together today at work, and one of the questions was, and you'll get this because we were talking about, which football club pipped Manchester United to the post to have the first ever football television channel? It was Middlesbrough. I found that out this week. We beat United by 3 months. I mean, yours lasted a lot longer.
I don't know. Is it any better? I know. Satchel Paul won Master Fan a couple of times on MUTV, but
did he?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Did he? Every time you meet him,
yeah,
I'm Master Fan. All right, Paul. We know. Yeah, but anyway. So the rugby league, you've got London Scholars and you've got the Welsh clubs and stuff like that, expansion clubs. But it's a sport which is heavily divided. And today they had a meeting in Salford, and they basically kind of had a row. Yeah.
What's kind of a row?
Just a row about money, essentially.
Did you hear it or did you read about this? Because it might have been they had a row.
No, I've been following it for a number of weeks.
How can you be sure they weren't just rowing?
It's been heated. It's been heated over the last few weeks. Words.
Mm. Sounds like a row.
Lots of statements, lots of press conferences.
This does sound like a row, Ben.
Mm.
Speaking of water.
Yes.
I've started swimming.
Yeah, no, you told me last week.
Oh, did I tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, this is another story. Let's talk about television, because I can see you're about to go to television.
Yes.
So before we get there, I've got something to tell you about.
Okay.
I have been watching something, Ben, on ITV for the first time in years.
Coronation Street?
No.
Oh.
It is really badly put together.
Is it the kids' show with Stephen Mulhern?
No.
Catchphrase?
It's going to surprise you, Ben. It's Vanity Fair.
You've been watching Vanity Fair?
Yep. Seen the first 3 episodes of it.
Okay.
It's got a friend of mine that likes watching it, so I watch it with them, right?
Right.
So, it's got an unbelievable cast.
Okay.
Michael Palin introduces each episode as effectively, not as a narrator, but the author of the books. It's very confusing. And it's got, they drop in really modern music right at the beginning, right at the end, and all the trailers you'll ever see for it is like, and it's like, oh, Mr., you know, so-and-so, won't you ride your horse? It's the period drama, you see, Ben, of course.
Mm.
That rhymed. Wow. What?
They had beatboxing in Dickensian times.
No, so during the actual programme, there's none of that. And, Ben, the sets, they're so cheap, Ben. Honestly, I've watched BBC for too many years. It is unbelievably bad.
Let's just discuss a couple of other dramas that are on, because ITV dramas are bad.
Unbelievable.
I think they got lucky with Broadchurch. The second series of Broadchurch was nonsense. The third, what's that about? Right, so it was a fluke. The whole thing's a fluke. If there's a drama on ITV, don't bother. It's terrible. I don't even need to watch it. The BBC, on the other hand, you've got Line of Duty, yeah? And then when the creators of the Line of Duty come up with a new show called Bodyguard...
Not watched it yet.
You go, I'm going to watch that. It doesn't disappoint, Marv.
Yeah.
It's really good. However, Marv, there's another drama on BBC, which is a bit of a letdown.
All right.
Dr. Foster. Okay. What channel was that on?
Couldn't tell you.
I've got a feeling it was on ITV, but I don't think it was. It might have been BBC.
Right.
But I know it was rubbish.
Right.
Right. The writers of that have come up with a journalist drama called Press.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the first episode. Quite enjoyed it.
It's on the BBC, is it?
It's on the BBC. Quite enjoyed the first episode. However, Marv, the second episode, started to see through it.
Right.
It's basically, you've got two rival newspapers, The Post, which is The Sun, and The Herald, which is The Guardian, and they're across the street from one another, and it tries to follow both newsrooms, and it does the kind of yin and yang. This is how they approach stories, this is how they approach stories, and all that. And after the first episode, you actually prefer the characters in The Sun newsroom, bizarrely, right? And that's annoying. Because you want to be rooting for the ones who...
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But they're so... Despite the fact that they're covering heavier stories and really are committed to journalism and that kind of thing, not cheap shots and stuff, they're about as shallow as the shallow end at the swimming bath you go to, Marv. Oh, yeah. They've got no depth whatsoever. And the storylines, Marv, are poor. They're like, this is terrible. So I've given it 1.5 episodes and I give it a 1.5 out of 5. It is dreadful. So don't bother with Press, but Bodyguard,
yeah, I'll give that
very
a go.
Good.
Also worth commenting on, Big Brother's come to an end.
Yes.
Officially, and Celebrity Big Brother.
No,
well.
Celebrity Big Brother's finished. There's going to be a civilian one, and it starts tonight.
But this is the last series of it, they've said.
I like the fact they called it a civilian one as well.
Did they?
That was what they called it in the press release, a civilian Big Brother.
I noticed that they said things like the great, long, successful Big Brother or something like that. It was pumped full of enthusiasm about how great a show it had been. And it's been a while since it's been anywhere near great, I think we can comfortably say. Mm-hmm. Does your family still watch Big Brother? Is that a thing?
Yes.
How is it?
I think it was all right up until a point when this whole thing kicked off.
And recently?
I don't think they handled it very well.
Yeah, no, they didn't handle it very well. I agree. Yeah.
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 Yeah. But I think they gave it a good ending. Like a good kind of, I don't want to say a happy ending, Marv.
No, but if this was a film, you go, mind. Oh, that ended well.
That's ended fine. Yeah. I wouldn't say well, I'd say fine.
No, but as a story that you're watching because it's fiction, because it's clearly madness, oh, that's a good twist at the end.
Yeah, it's fine.
God, no one saw that coming because that's absolutely mental.
But yeah, I won't be watching the civilian Big Brother, Marv.
Not in your house.
Not
in my house.
Not in my ass.
No.
Oh, no.
House.
I was saying in Cockney way.
Oh, good grief. Mm. What you got here to talk about?
So Strictly Come Dancing, Marv, has started. And, well, I say started. It's not started, Marv. They've just done a big fanfare for... You don't watch Strictly, do you?
Sometimes...
I don't mind Strictly.
I've not watched the opening episode.
I don't mind Strictly.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I just can't be bothered with the pairing episode. I've not watched that.
I think the general idea that they had back in the day, which was championed by Bruce Forsyth, was a good idea. Getting a load of celebrities to make dancing popular. Mm. Right? I get that. That's fine. Because obviously the old Come Dancing was a bit naff and a bit of its time.
It was.
Whereas this is a bit more...
We all liked Angela Rippon though, Ben. She's way better than Tess Daly. We all know that.
Tess Daly is the thing that's letting it down.
Again, already.
Well, just generally, I don't understand. Claudia Winkleman is brilliant. Well, I don't say brilliant, but good.
I think she's great. I think
Zoe Ball does a job on the...
It's great, that program.
Yeah, right. So that's fine. Tess Daly, get rid. It's Saturday night primetime. What are you playing at?
It's got to be good.
But anyway, they did a show, which they could have done in about 5 minutes, Marv. It was on for 90.
What?
It was the introduction of these are celebrities who are taking
part. And this is going to be coupled with.
And this is either going
to be. The coupling, Ben.
Yes, and it took 90 minutes to do all that, Marv.
How many couples are there?
Well, you can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15.
15 in 90 minutes?
Yes.
Wow, what did they do?
They milked it, Marv. They milked it like a big dairy cow. That's what they did.
It's like one every 5 minutes.
So they've obviously paired them up. So it's now time to play a game, Marv, of name the celebrity.
All right.
Well, can you identify the celebrity more than
that? Oh, fine. Okay,
all right.
Yeah.
So the first celebrity.
So I've got to tell you what they're famous for. Yeah.
Yes. The first one is Ashley Roberts, Marv.
Ashley Roberts. Yeah. Ashley sounds like a...
It's not the guy from Coronation Street, Fred Elliott's butcher son. It's not him.
I don't know what that reference is, but okay. Ashley, to me, sounds like a boy/girl band name, so I'm going to go musician.
Oh, you're close, Marv.
Singer,
right. What band? You any idea?
Ashley. I do know the name Ashley. Yeah.
If I showed you the picture, would you get it?
Male or female, Ashley?
Female. Would you get it?
From the picture, I feel like I would get it.
Right, okay. Do you want to see?
Yeah, go on. Oh, no, I don't.
Pussycat Dolls, Marv.
Is it?
Yes,
it is. Well, they've had one in before, haven't they?
No, I don't think so.
Isn't it a Pussycat Doll in before? Because I thought she did really well.
Charles Venn.
How are you spelling Venn?
V-E-N-N.
Got nothing on that.
Nothing on that. Charles Venn is an actor.
Not even got a photo on Wikipedia.
He's an actor who's in Casualty and EastEnders.
Doesn't even have a photo on Wikipedia.
Danny John Jules.
Yes, no, he was the cat from Red Dwarf.
Yes, exactly. Faye Tozer.
Oh, yeah, Steps. Yeah. Yes, nailed it, Ben. Look at that, mate.
You should get this one. Graham Swan.
Cricketer?
Cricketer, well done, Marv. Joe Sugg.
No
idea. Oh, you were doing so well. Now, you're not going to get Joe Sugg.
I'm not.
Now, the thing is about Joe Sugg is, do you remember back in the day when all the TV shows suddenly started going, oh, and you can visit our website. Do you remember that when websites suddenly became a thing?
Yeah.
And they were like...
When the internet was born.
Yeah, and they went... And they made a big joke about... We're on the internet. Oh, what's
you're
that?
Freaking me out. What are you doing?
Joe Sugg is a YouTuber, Marv. And it's like, you're doing this 10 years too late, aren't you? There's no such thing as a... YouTuber.
Of course there is.
Yeah, no, but for Strictly Come Dancing, is that the right audience to make yourself a bit credible?
I mean, it makes sense for Strictly. This is an area they've not breached into this before. There's a huge amount, you know, look at all these idiots we've talked about before. They've got this huge online presence. And, you know, they've never had anyone like that on Strictly before. This is an interesting step. I've never heard of him. Is he going to be any good, do you think?
He's young.
That should help.
Kate Silverton.
News.
News, well done. Katie Piper.
I do know. Is that? Oh no, I'm thinking of Billie Piper.
She's a philanthropist.
What now, mate?
A philanthropist.
Philanthropist.
Yeah, a TV presenter and a former model.
I'll tell you what. I'll say philan. You say thropist, all right? Philan.
Thropist. Lauren Steadman.
No.
Lauren Steadman is a. Paralympic athlete.
Okay.
Lee Ryan.
From Blue.
From Blue. That's right.
Good now, God. Now let's have a look at Lee Ryan. Where is he? Is it a modern day photo? No, it's an old photo, isn't it? He's so young on that. Look at him.
This is going to test your knowledge, Marv.
Yes, mate.
You either know this person or you don't. Dr. Range.
Are you saying that right?
Yep. Dr. Range.
Spell it for me.
R-A-N-J.
No idea.
But he's a real doctor.
Right.
He's on This Morning.
Right.
But he also presents a TV show on CBeebies, Marv.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
So all the mums are going, I know Dr. Range.
Is he going to do any good?
I don't know.
What age is Dr. Range?
He's about 30s.
All right, so he's going to be healthy. All right.
Sian Walsh or Sean Walsh.
Is that a male or female, you say?
I think it's a man, Sean Walsh. He's got two N's.
So it's not the... No, sorry. I was going to say the comedian, but he passed away, didn't he?
He is a British comedian.
Didn't he pass away?
No, apparently not.
All right, the British comedian.
Stacey Dooley.
From Stacey Dooley Investigates?
Yep.
Is that a real person?
That is a real person.
I thought, isn't that a kid's cartoon, Stacey Dooley Investigates?
No.
Isn't it?
No.
When people say about that work, I figure they're talking about a kid's cartoon.
No. She's a real, genuine person. There she is.
Good God, I thought it was like Bagpuss or something.
No.
Danger Mouse, whatever. Stacey Dooley Investigates. We should make a kids' programme called Daisy Stooley Investigates.
Stooley's not a great name.
Susanna Constantine?
I know the name. I've no idea.
She's a fashion journalist. Oh,
why I know it.
She was in...
I'm well into fashion.
What's her name? Trini and Suzanne? Was that the...
Trini and Susanna.
Yeah, that's her. And finally, Vic Hope.
Again, male or female, Vic?
Female.
No.
Apparently, Marv, she is a DJ. She presents a show on Capital FM, Marv.
Well, I've not heard of her, Ben. And I'm one of the original DJs.
So that's Strictly Come Dancing, and that all starts next week. Tune in next week where we'll have a full review of Strictly Come Dancing. No, we won't.
Yeah, are we going to do it? Yeah?
No, we won't.
I'll watch it. I'll commit to it. Why not? We won't.
Anyway, you're listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCM Radio. Don't forget, we've got a double header of football this weekend. It's FC United's trip to Guiseley this afternoon, where FC United take on Guiseley in the National League North. Join us at 2:30 if you can't make it in person. And then on Sunday, it's Women's Team Live returning for a brand new season as FC United take on Fleetwood Town Wrens in the Northwest Women's League Premier Division.
Lovely stuff.
2 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. There was
some news about the Women's Premier League. I think the Liverpool manager.
Yes.
Has left.
Yes.
Any comment on that? Is that a thing?
No.
No. All right, okay.
I don't follow that the women's football that high up.
No.
No. All right, just sorry. FC.
Just got no interest in it, have you?
I've got enough on my plate.
So, do you want to talk about some NFL?
Oh, do I have to, Marv?
I just thought I'd take you through some of the highlights of what's going on.
Okay, tell me what's going on. It's now time for Marv's review of the NFL in Marv's NFL Review.
So,
Marv.
Last season's...
That's such a good intro.
That's great. Last season's Super Bowl winners, the Eagles, they got off to a winning start. They beat the Atlanta Falcons 18-12. That's one of the interesting things. Now, the team that won no games last season. They lost all of their games.
Cleveland Browns.
They were against the Pittsburgh Steelers,
yeah,
who were Super Bowl contenders. They drew that game after overtime.
After overtime?
Yeah, it went to an actual draw.
Oh.
Yeah.
What happens in that instance? It just gets down as
a D.
It's
a draw, yeah. It's a D, Ben. It's an absolute D. You're absolutely right. Well played. The Packers, Ben.
Yep.
They were down quite heavily in that game, and then Aaron Rodgers, their star quarterback who missed all the last season, went limping off again.
Oh, sick note.
And then halftime came around, he came back on, because you can come on and off in American football. Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
He came back on and turned the game around, and they won 24-23.
There's your Super Bowl champions, Marv.
I mean, it's looking good for them, Ben. If you can turn you've got to turn a loss into a win, haven't you? You can turn a loss into a win, suddenly you're going to win the league.
Absolutely. If you draw your away games and win your home games. In fact, they always say 1-0s win leagues, Marv.
1-0s wins leagues.
Yeah, yeah, so what score did they win?
24-23.
That's a bit much.
I know, but it's by one.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, it's by one. And I suppose the other surprise, Ben, of the week is that the San Francisco 49ers,
yeah,
they lost to the Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings look very good.
And that concludes Marv's NFL review of NFL Review Week 1.
There we go. Week 2 coming up next week.
Tune in. You said you were going to be, because we've got a few minutes left, I think you were going to say about the BBC football web pages that they've come a bit out of control, something you'd expect from a tabloid newspaper, Marv. I mean, has the BBC sport website become clickbait central? Is that what we're saying here?
Not just the sport website in terms of clickbait. I mean, I'll just go to the BBC front page. There's bound to be stuff in here, which is madness that they're reporting these days. So, I mean, let's go back to the actual news, which, you know, to be fair, most of the time is news. Real-life stories. There's one interesting one here I read earlier about how I went from a BBC travel presenter to a movie star. That's a story about the BBC.
There was an interesting one, and I'm not like Swampy, I'm not like a proper Corbynist or anything like that, but there was a weird one that today where they doorstepped Jeremy Corbyn, where the cameraman was hiding behind a car, and Jeremy Corbyn was just walking across the street back to his house. Right, I think he's got some papers or something. Shuts his gate, just reads his phone like that, and suddenly he spots the camera, because the camera's just followed him like that. And he goes, "Where are you from?" And he says, "The BBC." He went, "Can you just stop filming?" And then goes inside his house. And that's on Twitter. It's like, why is that news?
Did the BBC put that out?
I don't know if the BBC did, but Crick did on Channel 4 News on Twitter. It's like, that's not news. And he described it as puts his hand up to the against the camera. He did this, Marv. He just stopped filming. His palm was up for a second. Anyway.
Do you want to talk about Brexit?
Why?
Oh, good.
That's
the best possible response you could have given, to be honest.
I did not watch Question Time for the first time in ages while it was on, and I don't miss it in any way, shape, or form. No. I just don't get it anymore.
No, absolutely right, Ben.
Thanks, Marv. Sport, Marv.
The number of people on Tinder who are cheating.
Why would you be on Tinder if you weren't cheating?
That's a great point, Ben.
Hello, I'm married to my wife, and we're both on Tinder, but we only see each other on Tinder.
I know.
What's that about?
I know someone that suspected the male partner of cheating on her, and that he was on Tinder, and he denied it. So she went on Tinder, created herself a profile,
and then she had the affair.
No. She kept swiping no to everyone. She made herself a fake profile with a fake photo. Wasn't her photo. Kept swiping no. Came across him, swiped yes. Arranged to meet for a date. Absolutely knocked him. Absolutely knocked him.
Unlucky.
Anyway. Right, that's a shame, isn't it? Well, you get what you deserve. Right, so BBC gossip pages, Ben.
Why are we on there?
What are you talking about?
No, I don't want to go. Oh, on football. I thought you meant celebrity. I don't want to go on celebrity gossip, man.
No, football gossip.
Football gossip. Fine, hit me.
England forward Raheem Sterling has asked for a £100,000 a week pay rise.
Where have they got that from?
The Times.
The problem is, at the minute, Marv, with sport reporting, is it's become a bit nonsensical, hasn't it? Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Cardiff boss Neil Warnock, 69, has not set a date, in quote marks, on when he will bring an end to his managerial career. That's a story, Ben, that someone hasn't decided something at the ripe old age of 69.
It's an interesting thing. It's almost like the story itself is suggesting he should retire.
Yeah, right. Here's something for you, Ben. You'll
go on
this.
Then, Mal.
Kevin Keegan.
Who?
Kevin Keegan.
Oh, I love him.
You remember him?
Yeah. I do remember him.
Will reveal the shattering truth, quote, about his second stint as Newcastle boss in an evening with fans to publicise a new book next month. The BBC publicising a publicity event about a book. That's triple-layered publicity.
If anything, that book's not going to sell very well, because that second stint was very, very forgettable. I forgot it even happened until... Oh, that's, I suppose that's why he's doing the tour.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, that makes sense. One event, is it? Just one?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Not going to Carlisle, they have a decent Newcastle fan base, aren't they?
No. Well, I don't have all the details here, Ben. No. I'm not clicking on the rest of the story and Reddit.
He'll be on the Premier League show.
No, I'll be there, yeah. The top news, Ben, the top story.
By the way, just before you get to that top story, Premier League show this past week, Gabby Logan, or Gabby Yorath. Was it Yorath?
Yorath? Who's Gabby Yorath?
Wasn't that her name?
Who?
Gabby Logan.
What, before Logan?
Yeah.
She used to be called Gabby Yorath.
Didn't she?
Did she?
I think so.
I'm going to Google this. Are you spelling Yorath?
Y-O-R-A-T-H. I'm sure it was Yorath.
Gabby Yorath.
That might be just someone I know.
She's a gymnast, apparently, Gabby Yorath.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there she is.
Yeah.
Good. Look at her as a younger one. Ben, look there. Look at Gabby Yorath there. She's young there, Ben.
She's
1991.
It's 1991, and a haircut makes her look like she's 45. That's the thing. People back then look younger now.
I didn't know she was a gymnast.
Anyway, what was I saying? Yes. So, the Premier League show this week, guess where it was live from? Well, not live, but recorded at. The Tunnel Bar, Marv. The Tunnel Bar.
Which Tunnel Bar?
The Tunnel Bar at the Etihad. The one you've been to.
Oh, on that one?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I was having this big discussion with a friend of mine who was basically saying, oh, I think it's fine.
What's fine?
The fact that bar exists. And I was like, no, because there should be a private sanctity where players are allowed to venture without being voyeured at. And I think that is the tunnel. I think, and the dressing room. I think it's bad enough when you've got rugby union and league where they have the camera in the dressing room. I think that's a bit much. I just think you should have your own space. I think it's just dreadful. Anyway, over to you.
There's something kind of weirdly like sending slaves out of the pit to go and fight in a gladiator's den.
Yes.
About it.
Yes.
Just staring at them behind a screen that they can't see you.
Well, the worst paid thing, enough money to be able to stare at them.
The worst thing is, that there is, it's very cold because there's no contact. There's no eye contact. Yeah. There's no physical contact. There's no nothing.
You're stood there as a player, Ben, in a tunnel, aware that some rich person is just a metre away from you with their kids.
You're not too far off. And hear me out with this, Mal.
All right.
You're not too far off being that Baldwin character in Sliver, that 1990s odd film.
Oh, great call, Ben. Yeah, absolutely. Terrifying. Sharon Stone.
Yeah. Mm. Was it Stephen Baldwin? It was one.
It was.
It was the least favorite.
It wasn't
least,
Billy Baldwin. It wasn't Alec Baldwin.
It was the least famous.
Stephen Baldwin. No, Stephen Baldwin was the one from Usual Suspects.
Yeah, so it wasn't him.
Billy Baldwin.
Billy, but he was the least favourite famous Baldwin.
Favourite.
Yeah.
Favourite and famous.
My favourite Baldwin scene, of course, is in South Park where they get their house gets bombed, which is quite funny.
Sure, I mean, that's always good, isn't it? Yeah.
Is that the end of the show?
Yeah, I think we're going to call it
there. What's your top story?
Well, top story, Ben. It's not my top story. It's the BBC top story. Would you like to guess how much Real Madrid have planned to spend on signings Neymar and Kylian Mbappe?
Mbappe's not going to Real Madrid.
No?
But I reckon if Neymar went to PSG for 250 million, they're going to have to spend a lot of money to get Mbappe. So...
And Neymar.
And Neymar.
Yeah, both of them in.
500 million.
500 million. BBC quoting 330 million. So bargain. Hey, I'll give you. I mean, that's nearly 50% off, you know.
It's just the fact.
Don't turn it down straight away, Ben.
I'm not. Hear me thinking. He went to PSG, didn't he, from Barcelona for 250 million.
Yeah,
so.
But he's not done brilliantly since he left Barcelona. So that's going to take it down, I'd say, to 200 million. Mbappe had a good World Cup, but he's only still 19. So 130 for him, 200 for Neymar. Call it 330 quid all in. Just saying. Well, that has been the Shindig Breakfast Show, and you have been listeners.
Yes, thank you for listening, and stick around.
Well, I'm not sure I'll say thank you.
Why?
Don't know. I worry about them. Why are they listening to us?
Because they enjoy what we create, Mav.
What is that, Ben?
We create an atmosphere where they feel...
They can be themselves.
Well, no, they feel like the club is doing something outside the football match, which is what FC Radio is all about.
Where they feel like the club is doing something. Yeah. Not the club is actually doing something, but we create a concept where people might feel like there's something happening.
We wave the flag for FC United, we wave the flag for non-league football.
Hey,
that's what
Ben,
we do.
We wave everyone's flags.
Exactly. Warning flags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, wrap up, mate.
You've been listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio. If you're listening on Saturday... Shindig,
Shindig, Shindig.
Carry on.
If you're listening on Saturday, don't forget, 2:30 this afternoon, Guiseley against FC United of Manchester, live from LS20, as Guiseley take on FC United of Manchester in the National League North. Join us from 2:30, live, for National League North action. It's Guiseley against FC United of Manchester in the National League North.
And more than that, it's Swampy versus Emily.
And don't forget as well, women's team live on Sunday, FC United against Fleetwood Town, live from 2 o'clock.
Oh, that sounds like a lovely weekend you've got ahead of yourself.
Busy weekend, Mav. My weekend is Monday now, Mav. Monday and Tuesdays is my weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't really get a weekend, like a traditional one. It feels like a working retail, Mav, to be honest.
I feel like you're just picking at something which I said, which was just sort of off the cuff and quite nice.
What are you doing?
Got a lovely weekend ahead of you.
How rude of me. How's your week been?
Radio.
Right. Do you know the piano's